Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and make meaningful progress toward your goals. What if the most important part of your goal setting isn't the goal at all, but the process you follow before you even write one down? Today's episode is a must listen before you begin your goal setting. I want to help you set goals that actually move you forward, not goals rooted in pressure, comparison, or unfinished business from the year. Before we dive into my process for goal setting, let's talk about one of the biggest mistakes high achievers make when they set goals. High achievers often set goals for the wrong reasons. We set goals because we think we should, someone else did, or we missed a goal this year and want to prove we can hit it next year. But goals created from pressure rarely get achieved. If you want meaningful growth next year, your goals need more than good intentions. They should connect to your long-term vision and be created through a thoughtful process, not pressure. And that process usually requires us to slow down and spend more than an hour setting goals. Meaningful goals come from intention, not checking a box. We love to check things off our list, and many people treat goal setting exactly the same way. Check the calendar, block an hour, and expect clarity to magically appear. But meaningful goal setting isn't a task, it's a process. And the process I teach is simple and effective: visioning, reflecting, brainstorming, and planning. When you move through these steps intentionally, you set goals that matter. You set goals you actually want to achieve. So the first step in my process is visioning. Visioning is where you connect with the life and business you want to build. Don't overthink the time frame. If you're new to visioning, think about where you want to be at the end of next year. If you've done this work before, stretch even further, maybe 3, 5, or 10 years. Your goal for next year are the mile markers that move you toward the vision. And remember, visioning is not the time to figure out how. Just connect with what you want and who you're becoming. The second step is reflecting. Once you know where you want to go, look back at the year behind you and ask yourself, what worked this year? Where did I grow? What do I want to do differently next year? Reflection keeps your goals grounded in truth instead of wishful thinking. It also prevents you from repeating patterns that don't serve you. Look at your revenue trends, activity levels, and year-over-year growth. Those numbers tell a story. And then look at your personal growth over the year, the beliefs you strengthened, the identity shifts you experienced, and the capacities you expanded. As you review both your data and your personal growth, pay attention to your patterns. There have been years where I set a meaningful revenue goal and didn't achieve it within that exact calendar year. But when I look back, I can see those seasons weren't failures. They were preparation. They were the year before the year where I elevated my mindset, strengthened my systems, and grew into the business owner who could exceed the revenue goal the following year. Some goals need time. Some goals require you to elevate your identity, your systems, and your mindset before they can become real. So instead of beating yourself up, ask, how is this goal shaping me into the person who can achieve it? Reflection helps you see the bigger picture so you don't carry judgment or pressure into the new year. It allows you to recognize the progress you're making and set meaningful goals with confidence. The third step is brainstorming. This is the creative stage. Let ideas flow and explore possibilities. Allow yourself to think bigger or differently than you have in the past. During this step, brainstorm all the goals you could set for the year ahead. Think about goals that would move your business forward, goals that would stretch you as a leader, and goals that support the life you want to build. Include goals that feel exciting, goals you've been thinking about for a while, and even the ones you're not totally sure you're ready for yet. Clarity shows up when you slow down and give yourself space to explore possibilities, not when you try to lock in your goals in a single session. Some of your best ideas surface when you let your brainstorming unfold over the course of a couple of days. Before you narrow anything down, take a few minutes to pause and ask, am I carrying any goals forward out of pride or pressure? Which goals genuinely align with my vision? Which of these goals genuinely energize me versus drain or overwhelm me? These questions will help you choose goals that are meaningful. And step four is planning. Once you've chosen your meaningful goals, the next step is creating a simple plan to achieve them. So many people make the mistake of stopping after setting goals. Goal setting feels productive and motivating, but it's only the starting point. Without a plan, even the most meaningful goals stay vague and overwhelming, which is why so many high achievers lose momentum after the initial excitement of setting the goal fades. Having a plan transforms your goals from ideas into actionable commitments. And planning doesn't have to be complicated. A simple plan might actually be the best plan. Simple plans make it easier to stay focused, stay consistent, and execute. And execution is what drives results. Here are three questions to guide your planning process. One, what are the key actions that will move this goal forward? Identify the fundamental activities, the things that truly create progress, not the busy work. Two, when will these actions happen? Put time on your calendar to complete these actions. Scheduling is what transforms a meaningful goal from an idea into a commitment. And three, how will I track my progress? Tracking helps you stay grounded in truth, recognize momentum, and adjust with intention. It keeps you honest about your progress. A solid plan answers these three questions. It doesn't need to be perfect or elaborate. It needs to inspire intentionality and action so you get the results you want. If you want to walk through my entire process step by step, visioning, reflecting, brainstorming, and planning, my goal setting success course will guide you through the framework I use with my private clients. It's simple, structured, and designed to help you set meaningful goals you're excited to achieve. You can enroll through the link in the show notes. Meaningful goals bring clarity to what matters most and help you direct your time, energy, and leadership intentionally. And meaningful goals come from following a thoughtful process, not rushing. When you give yourself that space, you set yourself up for a year of real momentum and results. You showed up and invested in your growth, and that commitment adds up. I appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I hope you're leaving with an idea you'll implement to move closer to your goals. If today's insight inspired you, I'd love for you to leave a review and let me know what stood out. And be sure to follow Elite Achievements so you never miss an episode. Keep showing up with the effort, mindset, and habits that lead to elite achievement.